As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Adam. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the Belco Studios here in Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059, on the Odyssey app. Woo, what an app. You can put that on your phone. It's free. And you'll take us anywhere you go. And the podcast after 10 a.m. back here Monday after Easter weekend. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm sure we'll get to the little birthday party over the weekend, the hat trick party, number 3 for little Debbie. Plus, you had a birthday over the weekend. You turned 40.
It was 39, yeah, but it was great.
Yeah, we know, 40. But we'll get to that later on, too. Spadil, how are you?
Hello?
Spadil.
I'm doing great.
How are you? Oh, good. There you are.
Yeah, I got to turn my mic on.
How was your Easter?
It was all right. I actually didn't do anything.
Did that stinking bunny come to your house?
No, my mom wanted to do brunch, but then
No, the Easter bunny.
The Easter bunny didn't stop by, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't do brunch either?
No. No, I had paintball practice, so then my mom was like, well, if you're going to play paintball, then we're not going to do anything for Easter, so we just didn't do anything.
You could have blown off paintball just to be with your mom.
No,
just one day.
I got to go. I'm going to Philadelphia in 2 weeks. I got to be ready.
Well, you got mom for life, though. I mean, you need a good relationship. But it's your call. It's your call, buddy. Okay. It's your call.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Nothing bad. Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd point that out for you.
Yeah. And you're gonna miss that opportunity when it's
one day
over.
Yeah. One day. One day, buddy. Waking up to sad news this morning. A lot of Christians and a lot of Catholics around the world don't even know yet, but Pope Francis has died. He died at 88 years old. He died overnight in our time, 7:30 in the morning, Vatican time, which I think it's about 1:30 in the morning here. I think it's about a 6-7 hour difference, something like that, right? But the Pope has died. Remember, he was in the hospital there with pneumonia, and he stayed there for, what, 3 weeks or so?
It was a while.
He stayed there for about 3 weeks, and they thought he was going to die then. But he attended an Easter service yesterday. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. He actually was a part of an Easter service.
Yeah, he spoke to a crowd.
He sure did.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Atta boy, Spadil.
Hung out with J.D. Vance.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He met with Vance yesterday?
That's what they said, yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No.
No.
Pope Francis has died. The 88-year-old pontiff passed away just hours after he surprised many by addressing the Easter Sunday crowd at St. Peter's, even riding through the square in his famous Pope Mobile. He also held a meeting at the Vatican with Vice President J.D. Vance.
Well, that's why this news, despite the Pope's age, despite his recent health struggles, really caught a lot of folks by surprise. He appeared to be on the road to recovery after suffering double pneumonia that led to a 38-day hospital stay.
All right, Pope is dead.
Did he get
terrible
the Pope Mobile?
Did what now?
Didn't he get in the Pope Mobile?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
isn't it wild?
It is such weird timing.
I saw,
hi, everybody.
When I saw the guy, good morning, Jamie. Yeah. When I saw that he was at that Easter service, the Pope Mobile, then he had that meeting with J.D. Vance, which I didn't know about until just now. But when you see that, you think,
hey,
he doesn't
fine.
Look like a guy that's going to die tonight.
No,
seriously.
At all.
You know?
Yeah, it was weird timing, isn't it? Oh, well, yeah. You know what? It was kind of amazing that he got to have these last moments and it was Easter.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So we'll go with
that.
I mean,
the whole timing of it all.
It was a blessing.
It was.
Yeah.
Like a miracle.
Yes. Yes.
Did you see the car on fire?
I did.
Was it really blazing when you came by?
Yes.
Holy moly. That thing's like an inferno
yeah,
down
it's
there.
Kind of crazy.
If you don't know what we're talking about, southbound I-25, near Castle Pines Parkway, is it?
Yeah.
Somewhere down in that area. There's a car on fire, and I swear, it looks like a five-story building on fire.
Yeah, it was weird because it was like, it's a black car, but it's like white. I can't explain what's going on. I don't know if they put foam on it or if it's an electric car or what. I don't know. It was just blazing.
You know, the first thought I had was electric.
It may be.
Because that fire is like nothing I've ever seen from a car before.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
So both sides are very slow. One side's kind of stopped. The other one's very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the whole right side of that southbound lane, I think that whole side's backed up.
And then it's weird because in front of that, there's a semi truck that's pulled over by a cop. So I don't know what's going on.
I mean, these flames are shooting 50 feet in the air.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
There's so many people on the road today. I don't know if y'all just got back from spring break, Easter, whatever, but man, and you guys are crazy.
Got a wacky bunch out there today,
right?
Don't we?
Yeah.
How was your Easter weekend?
Well, let me just say, Jamie White Construction is in full throttle.
I saw you pulling up your pants there.
Yeah.
Tightening up your belt. What do you mean? What'd you do?
Jamie White Construction. Yeah.
Oh, we got to get to this one.
Jamie White Construction.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back.
Yep.
You built something over there? Remodeled, did you?
Yeah, I remodeled.
Maybe some roofing?
Yeah.
Did you do some roofing there?
I was roofing.
It was a roofie weekend.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that when we get back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Welcome back from the Easter weekend. Hope you had a great Easter. We did. I know most people did. Jamie, now you said that you were busy all weekend. You were doing the old
Here's what happened. I was going to go out of town, right?
Yeah.
And then I did exactly what you said. I took a nap, and then I was like, I don't want to go out of town.
Well, Jamie was contemplating going to Arizona for the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay? Poolside with a friend of hers, and, just have just a down weekend, because the weekend before was just go,
and the weekend before that.
And the weekend before that was go.
Was that the weekend a home opener or something? I don't know. I feel like it's just been
crazy. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it was. And then you decided to a little downtime, okay? As we're leaving the studio on Friday.
I still hadn't made my ticket, but I checked it. It was still available.
But I could tell by the way she was walking.
The way I was walking?
And the way you were talking. And I could tell. By the time we got to the elevator, I said,
You're not going
to Arizona.
And I'm like, you're probably right.
And then we rode down the elevator. We got out of the elevator. The conversation continued. I said, Jamie, you're not going. You're going home. You're going to bed. You're going to take a nap. You're just going to chill. That's going to be your day today. Because remember, the weather was really bad on Friday.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then my girlfriend, Michelle, she was sitting at the airport for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, she couldn't get out.
What? No kidding.
Yeah.
Four hours.
Wow.
Man, good thing you didn't go.
I know. And so she wrote on the group chat to all the girls.
Oh, that's right.
She's like, oh my God, I've been sitting here for 4 hours.
They had like 3,500 flights that were affected by that weather, right?
Yeah. So I was like, you know, this doesn't sound fun to me.
No.
So I was like, I looked at the weather and everything. I was like, I'm going to go ahead and call this a day.
That was a good call.
Yeah.
Good
call. After I felt like that was Jesus when she said she was sitting there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, does not sound
the
fun.
The Arizona vibe just wasn't there.
No, it was not there. So anyway, so I stayed home, but I went to the depot twice.
Friday? Or during the weekend?
During the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, went to the depot twice.
Yeah, a little butch action, huh? A little butch.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So, let's go through the shopping cart
by
if we
way,
could.
There is a guy at the in the paint section.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get my paint and go, right? Boy, was he a talker.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, you don't even know. And I was like, uh-huh. And I kept looking down at my paint like, can we just do this, you know? And he was telling me all about his, he went to Peru. I don't know.
Kind of reminded you of me, didn't it?
No, I don't think you'd sit there and tell me about you going to Peru.
No, but I'd tell you about a lot of crap. I'd be terrible at that job because I'd want to talk to everybody. I talk to everybody. When I'm at the airport, wherever I go,
yeah,
my wife
said
gets so upset.
You talk to people on the airplane.
I talk to people on airplanes.
I don't let anybody talk to me on the airplane.
I talk to people when I check out at the grocery store and they have this look in their eye like, shut up.
Yeah, you were that guy.
I'm that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I just literally wanted paint. Like, that's all I needed. I just needed some paint. And oh my God. Like, I almost walked out, but he was nice. You know, you can't, you don't know what to do when they're nice.
Yeah.
But they just obviously are lonely and they just want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, he just wanted a friend.
And
yeah.
Of all places, Home Depot to me feels like one of those places you want to be in and out.
Yeah.
You want to get it done because you're doing a DIY, man. You've got things at home. You might have something that's drying that you need to hurry up and get something on there. You know what I mean? You're in and out.
Yeah, because it's kind of one of those knee-jerk reactions, like, let's go to the depot and get it. Yeah. So that's what happened. And I was just like, and nobody was there. So he was so bored. So I was his victim. Oh, my God.
Talked your ear off, did he?
He went to Peru, you know.
Bless his heart. Which store is that? I may go over there and talk to him today.
You guys could be buddies.
Yeah. Well, I need a good friend. I don't have a lot of friends.
My God. Yeah. And it was just, and we didn't need to go through the whole paint thing. Like, just do it. And they kept telling me, come in here. Come in the little square.
Let me show you.
Let me show you how we do this. He called me into the square. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, we push this button. And I'm like, oh my God.
Whoa. He did not cross that line, did he? Where he brings you back there to show you the bucket shaker?
I saw the bucket shaker.
Oh, you cannot be looking at his bucket shaker.
Yeah. And he gave me some free
sticks.
That
means he was flirting.
Yeah.
If he showed up the bucket shaker.
Yeah, he gave me free sticks, so that was kind of neat. And I was like, thanks. Man, and now those paint, the way they do paint now, have you guys bought paint lately?
I have.
It's impossible to open with that plastic, that plastic cup. What the hell is that thing?
What's the plastic cup? I've never seen that.
Now they have an opening in the middle of the paint.
It's a spout.
Yeah, and you have to put this plastic spout on it to open it.
Yeah.
And if you have nails and they come around, it's just...
That sounds dumb.
It is dumb.
It is dumb.
It's dumb. Just use it a screwdriver like the good old days.
Right, so what were you painting?
I was painting my room and my closet.
Really?
Yeah, it looks really good. I'll show you a picture.
You got her done?
Yeah, I got her done.
And what color did you paint it?
It's like a charcoal.
No kidding.
Yeah, nice. It's really pretty.
So you did that over the weekend?
I painted.
I hate to tell my story.
And I put up shelves, too.
You put me to shame.
I put up these awesome shelves.
You put up shelves?
I put 16 of them up. It's crazy.
Wow.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
After you looked at this man's bucket shaker,
yeah,
you went back to the house with your charcoal paint
and a bunch of light bulbs
and you went back to your house and you painted an entire bedroom and a closet and put up 16 shelves.
Yep.
This weekend?
That's right, Jamie White Construction.
Whoa. I'm going home. I'm done.
You didn't even hide Easter eggs for your kid.
I cleaned out a garage over the weekend.
Well, that's
took
good.
Us 2 days to do it.
Yeah.
2 days to clean out a garage. Oh, by the way, I brought you something.
What'd you
I got bring? A gift with my story.
Okay.
Man, I'm so sore this morning.
Yeah.
I have lifted shelves and moved things. You can actually park a car.
Oh, you can?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Wait, that hasn't happened since I've met you, and I've known you for 200 years.
It's been 20 years, folks. Couldn't park in that garage. You can actually get a car in there. Yeah. Yeah. One side. That's a two-car garage, but the other side has the exercise equipment.
I thought
the
Charger always went in there.
Well, it does, whenever it can fit.
Oh, it's been on the street.
Yeah, it's been on the street.
How many cars? So you have the Charger, the Explorer,
Jamie, let's not digress here.
The BMW.
Grandpa Gus.
You have six cars on the street?
Here. I bought you a gift.
You have six cars on the street?
Maybe seven. There's one on blocks.
Oh my God!
On
yeah.
Just
kidding.
What'd you? Those are pins.
Oh
my God!
What?
Eight pens.
That's like so 200 pens. Where did
it's more like 300.
Where'd you get those?
I've got 4,000 ink pens in my garage.
Why?
I found. Because Grandpa Gus ordered them for his business. What? And then went out
Did
of
they
business.
Have his name on them?
Yeah, they got his name on.
Grandpa Gus Ink.
They're Grandpa Gus. Here's the only thing. I used one this morning.
Yeah.
I got it right here. I pulled one out of the bag to use.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, he went all out, put his logo on the pen.
Wow.
The only thing he forgot was to put ink in them.
Oh, there's no ink?
They barely write.
Oh, my.
Well, they've been in the garage for how
Might
long?
Be the cheapest pen I've ever had.
Or did he move them in? Did he move?
No, they've been in the garage.
They have?
Yeah, they've been in the garage.
So, how many years?
Oh, not long. Eight, maybe.
Oh, so, they're probably just, you know, dehydrated or whatever.
Well, shake it well.
Okay. Don't do that.
Shake it
up. Stop doing that. Stop doing that.
But look at this bag I brought you.
Oh, my God.
I grabbed them out of the garage. I said, these are for Jamie.
Great.
I'm taking these to
Jamie. The pens that don't
work.
Well,
here's the deal. Here's the deal that most people don't know. Every day, Jamie comes in. She goes, you got a pen?
I do, every single day.
Every single day. So I have to give her an ink pen out of my bag. And now I'm down to like two pens.
Mm-hmm.
And I love ink pens, all right? I hate giving up the good ones.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why I brought her in
all
the crappy ones.
Yeah. What happened to his business? It just went under?
Well, no, it's not gone under. He just doesn't, kind of semi-retired.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I would call it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just we're not busy enough right now to hand out 7,000 pets. That's all. Not seeing enough people.
Gotcha.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah. His chiropractor business is a little slow.
A little slow. A little bit slow. All right, we'll get to tabloid.
So
I don't
dumb.
Know why that's funny to us. Probably you're just going, what the hell are they talking about?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, my God. My son sent me videos from his university.
Yeah.
He goes into California. And man, they really celebrated Easter yesterday.
Really? What'd they do?
Everybody was stoned.
Yeah. 420, bro.
Oh.
He's like, Mom, I swear to God, it was like I was at Woodstock. He's like, if I imagine what Woodstock would be like, it was that. And he showed me all these videos, and everybody's like, whoa, yeah. Man! Yeah!
Now, did they have the big celebration at Civic Park this year?
Oh, I don't know.
I saw nothing. Yeah, I saw New York, Chicago, and a couple of other places that had it.
They did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they had a big celebration down there. Bone Thugs and Harmony played. I didn't go, no. Yeah.
Bone Thug, huh?
Yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Gotcha.
And by the way, speaking of which, Snoop Dogg, he put out a new song, a new music video. It's called Last Dance with Mary Jane, and he put that out on 420, and that was everywhere over the internet.
All right.
Yeah, 420, bro. Whoa! Jelly Roll was on it, and it also had a depiction of Tom Petty on the track, and it samples some of Petty. I listened to it. It sounds like Snoop Dogg, you know, same old, same old. I mean, not like he's same old, same, but that beat, you know, you know, using those words and stuff.
Yeah. Yesterday, you had the 420 with marijuana. You had the Columbine anniversary.
Yeah.
And then Easter, all on one day.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And Carson's birthday.
And Carson's birthday. Oh. He's 40.
Throw that in there.
He's 40 years 40 old.
Years old.
Woo! Happy birthday.
Oldest member of the show.
Man. What'd you do for your birthday?
Went and got some wings. We went out to a nice lunch. We had to take two cars because we had so many people with us.
Oh, for your daughter's birthday. Yeah.
But yeah. Had some lunch, did some rollerblading with the kid, did all kinds of stuff.
So it was lame. Yeah. All right, well, anyway.
I mean, let's be real. The weekend was all about her.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Anyway, the Pope has passed away. Pope Francis has died. He was 88 years old. And it's crazy. We were talking about it earlier this morning. I mean, he was just in the Pope Mobile. I just saw a video of him in the Pope Mobile. He was just driving in a chair. He was sitting in a chair.
I didn't see this coming tonight.
No, I didn't either.
Or last night,
last
I should
night.
Say.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me either.
No, because he was out there. He did a whole thing with the Easter. You know, he addressed a big congregation on that one. As you said, the Pope Mobile. He made, I guess he had an appearance or a meeting with J.D. Vance yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he was very active yesterday, and it killed him.
It did. It was too much, you know, because he still
too
has
much,
that-
too quick.
He still has that infection or whatever, right?
Yeah, and he was sucking on that air, you know, sucking on the oxygen.
I think he overexerted himself.
Then he...
J.D. Vance killed him.
Yep.
That's my
name. Sure did.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's stir up some problems. Hey, has anybody downloaded Royal Kingdom?
No. What is that?
It is an ad that is everywhere, all over television. It is a video game, I guess, or a, you know, it's a app that you play a game. I was wondering, because I don't know either. I don't know how you play it, but they have spent millions. I'm talking millions of dollars of advertising on this sucker.
Yeah, they're pushing it hard.
Oh my God. And they've iconic people that are advertising for it. So like, what's her name? Courtney and, from Friends, they're on it.
Courtney Cox.
And... You know, stinky cat, smelly cat, smelly cat.
I can't remember
Why
her name.
Why are you so smelly cat?
Phoebe?
Yeah.
Phoebe,
but whatever her real name is. Anyway, so they're doing one. They did one. The people from, it doesn't even matter.
It looks like Jimmy Fallon advertises for it, too.
He did, too. Yeah. It's like they've got names. And what's the big boobed lady that you like, Sophia...
Viagra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also does one. I mean, they are spending bank on big names. So I didn't know if anybody had downloaded it.
I have not.
I haven't seen the ad.
It looks kind of Candy Crush-ish. It's a puzzle adventure game.
Yeah, it does. It looked like it was Candy Crush-ish too.
Yeah.
But they said you don't even need the internet. I don't get it.
I would have to look that part up.
Yeah, it's weird. They say it on the commercial. I just wondered if anybody played. Okay, because I was intrigued because I was like, man. Liz Hurley. This is so weird. This came out yesterday, and I was like, are we sure this is, you know, April Fool's Day?
I did a double take, man.
Me too.
I shook my head going, what the hell is this?
Because it looks like a girl. Liz Hurley and wait for it. If you could guess anybody that Liz Hurley was with, who would you guess?
You can't guess this. Nobody can.
You're right.
Mm-mm.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. Liz Hurley is one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yep.
And she's, what, 55, I think, 54, something like that. And just gorgeous. Just a gorgeous lady. She's with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Ew.
Miley Cyrus's dad.
Well, not only that, but didn't the Cyrus kids just call out Billy Ray saying he has an addiction problem and he's off
the
rails?
Because remember he was performing, he was like, I wanna take my head.
Oh yeah, that's right. And they said he was all jacked up.
It was terrible.
That was the White House, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The inauguration.
At the White House, and they said he was on something. What's she doing?
This is bizarre.
Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus chose Easter to announce their relationship to the world. The revelation of the relationship between these two came as a shock to many, but not to her son, Damian Hurley, who's 23. By the way, he's a handsome devil. The British actor and model responded to the PDA-filled photo with a celebration emoji, so he's on board, son is.
How did the two of them even meet? I mean, you look at Billy Ray Cyrus and you look at Liz Hurley, they don't even run in the same circles. How do they even meet?
And he looks like that's a girl who's kissing her on the cheek, and his hair is like long, and he has on bunny ears, and he looks very femme. Yeah,
it's just bizarre.
It is so weird. I don't get it at all. Oh, well, I hope they're happy. If you bought Beyonce tickets, you are mad as can be right now because Beyonce is lowering prices for her shows on her upcoming Cowboy Carter tour due to low ticket sales. And now she's lowering the price and people are mad.
Well, I don't blame them.
Right?
I mean, if you spent, all right, let's say you spent $1,000 for these tickets and now they're $500.
No,
I'm seeing that they started at $85, but resale has dropped down to $35.
Yep, $35 for resale. Anyway, the show kicks off with three nights beginning on April 28th. That's in a few days, 7 days, in Los Angeles, and more than 7,000 tickets are still available.
Shocker. Nobody wants to see Cowboy Carter, huh?
I guess not. I think she should have stuck with pop.
I do, too.
Yeah. Although This Ain't Texas, woo, was a great little dance we all did.
Yeah, yeah, it was hooky.
That? Yeah, and we did that dance, and we knew that part.
Oh, kick.
Yeah, little kick. Got a little kick. And then finally, Post Malone, man. I feel like this girl is trying to screw him over. Here's the deal. So Post Malone and his girlfriend had a baby, right? And they lived in Utah. Well, they broke up, and then all of a sudden, at the last hour, she picked up and moved to Los Angeles, to California, because guess why? Because child support and all the stuff is better in California than it is in Utah. And so they're saying it was a money grab. They moved to California. She moved to California earlier this year and is believed to have done so she could get residency in Los Angeles for financial reasons because it's far more profitable there. They were splitting 50-50 custody in Utah, but she picked up and moved to California. However, he was real, real smart, and he just filed in Utah really fast.
Yeah.
So now it's going to go to Utah.
I would think it would be the state that the kid was born in.
I don't know.
You know, where all that originated is where the law would be. You can't just get up and go to the best state with the best, you know, laws that you can make more money.
She tried, and here's the deal. Weird. He filed his documents in Utah 2 days before she filed hers.
Such a good move.
Right? 2 days. She filed, and she's like, oh, no! We have to go back to Utah. Son of a biscuit eater. Yeah, it says he filed his own custody documents in Utah 2 days before his ex-fiance filed for a petition in Los Angeles. Since Post filed first and did so in Utah, it's going to save him a lot of money since California allows for higher payments when it comes to child support. He also filed in Utah because that's where Park and he were living, and they were splitting 50-50 custody. So it's obvious what she was doing. Man. You don't know anybody until they try to go after your money, right?
Yep.
And then they show their true colors. That was my final link. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.